This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Remember this?
You know, it's easier to be killed by terrorists than it is to get married over the age of 40.
That is not true. That statistic is not true.
That's right. It's not true. But it feels true.
That's from 1993's Sleepless in Seattle, the outrageous claim originally made headlines in Newsweek 20 years ago this week. It was based on a Yale-Harvard study that said if you were a white, college-educated woman over 30, you had a 20% chance of getting married, hit 40, and you were down to 2.5%. And that infamous line, more likely to be killed by a terrorist than get married.
When I saw the story, I guess I was a little panic-stricken.
That's Christine Strobel-Semeca, one of the women featured in the original Newsweek story.
But I also found it hard to believe those statistics.
So did a lot of people, including government census researchers. They did their own number crunching and said the study was bunk. In fact, if you were 30, you had as much as a 66% chance of getting married. 20 years later, Newsweek has apologized this week with a cover story, mea culpa. Still, says Strobel-Semeca, with or without the story, there was pressure to be married at that age.
Well, I would say in my early to mid-30s, I was probably as most focused on marriage as ever. But I also, at the same time, when I turned 30, I bought a condominium. I really, truly wanted to just continue to live a full life.
10 years later, she married and became the mother of two stepsons. Hazel Weiser was also in the original article, 37 at the time and unmarried. She says after the article came out, she made fun of the whole thing.
I think I called up my friend and said, well, we don't have to go to aerobics class anymore, and we can eat as many Dove bars as we want to. That, you know, I didn't have to worry about keeping myself in shape.
Weiser, too, married about a year after the study was released. Now she watches her self-confident 17-year-old daughter prepare to attend Wellesley College. Do you think society's in a better place for her than it was for you?
Oh, absolutely. The self-confidence of my daughter and her friends is just wonderful.
It's New York Magazine. They're doing a profile of 20 Manhattan singles, and it's called Single and Fabulous.
Being single is still a huge part of our cultural zeitgeist. The women of TV's Sex and the City made it part of their appeal. They were single and fabulous.
Why wasn't I picked? I'm single and I'm definitely fabulous.
Well, I was picked because Stanford's new boyfriend, Nevin, is the assistant photo editor.
No, Carrie, you cannot leave. We never go dancing. Come on, one more drink.
All right, one drink.
One, two.
And what about now? How are single women staring down 40 feeling about marriage? We caught up with Julie Downs as she was running to catch a plane at the Pittsburgh airport. She's a professor at Carnegie Mellon. How old are you?
38.
38 and single.
And single.
And loving it?
By and large. I mean, I love it when I don't think about the fact that I'm 38.
And single for 38 years, she adds. She says it would be hard to give up her lifestyle. She moved to Pittsburgh for a job, and she has lots of friends there. But it turns out there's a downside to the location.
It's a lovely city, but it's always sort of last on the list of cities to be single in. Like Routine and Forbes magazine, it's last year after year after year. 1 year was next to last. That was sort of a banner year for us.
People leave Pittsburgh when they're young and single and return married with kids. Even so, Julie has discovered a silver lining.
I feel almost like now that I'm approaching 40, there's this whole pool of divorced men. Like maybe my chances are looking up.
You teach psychology?
Yeah, psychology, decision science, ironically.
Decision
so
science.
You can't make a decision.
What would decision science say to you?
What a decision scientist would say to me is that if I'm dissatisfied with the current situation, I need to expand the number of options that I'm choosing between. And, you know, that takes effort and that takes, you know, making conscious decisions.
What about lowering your expectations?
I'd rather be single.
And fabulous.